You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, you are almighty. We bow down before you, worship you, greatness. Lord, we ask for your blessings now in our study. Speak to us. Lord, you promised us blessed for reading, for hearing, and for keeping the words that are in this book. So, Lord, we just pray your word back to you. Lord, bless us with wisdom and understanding and knowledge as you blessed Daniel and Joseph and others the same way. God, we ask you to bless us the same way as well. May your favor rest on us and be with us. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I was thinking about that. The favor that God had on Joseph and how God had on Daniel. If you think about it, those two guys knew the future, you see, and others called them blessed. Which is why he says here, now we're in Revelation chapter 1 here. This is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is the place where you can go during your day for 15 minutes and to be guaranteed to get at least some truth into your life. Because there is a serious shortage of truth out here in the world today. But when you tune into this program, you're going to hear it. Now, that might sound arrogant, but that's not what I mean. I mean, we preach the word of God here. We teach the verse by verse of the Bible. We let God speak. He must increase. I must decrease. And you're guaranteed to hear the truth when you spend the time in the word of God. And that's what we're going to do here. We look here. It says, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and who keep the things having been written therein. Because the time is near. You see, we're blessed. We're blessed the same way Joseph was blessed. We're blessed the same way Daniel was blessed. How? Because we know the future. Others call them blessed because they knew what was going to happen before it happens. Likewise, God wants you to know what's going to happen before it happens as well. And you will be blessed. It's just like having a copy of tomorrow's newspaper. I mean, here it is now. This program is going to air on Monday, the 23rd of June. You might hear it on the podcast earlier in an app, but Monday, June 23rd, you're hearing that. Imagine you walk out to the end of your driveway today on Monday, June 23rd, and you have got Tuesday, June the 24th's newspaper on the end of your driveway, and you go to the sports page. Now, please follow me here. Skip over the obituary because you never know what you might find in there. But go over to the sports page, you see, and you're going to find the winners to all the races, to all the tracks, dog track, horse track, football, baseball, hockey, badminton, you name it. All the winners are already there. And indeed, you would be blessed. But like I said, skip over the obituary. Might find your name in there if you had tomorrow's newspaper. Might find your name in that obituary. Have you received Christ yet? If your name is in tomorrow's obituary, do you know where you would go if you left this world here today on this Monday, the 23rd of June? If indeed your obituary was in tomorrow's newspaper, where would you go? The Lord Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise, he said, while hanging on a cross, he promised eternal life and salvation to a thief. He's making you the same promise today. The Bible says, as many as received him, to them he gave them the right or the power or the authority. Exousia is the word. To them, to you, he's given you the exousia, the authority, the right to become children of God. If your name is in tomorrow's obituary, will your family and friends have peace? I'm sure they'd be upset, but would they have peace knowing that you're in heaven, absent from the body, is present with the Lord, to live as Christ and to die as gain? Eye is not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men that which God has prepared for those who love him. What would happen if your name was in tomorrow's obituary? Have you received Jesus Christ yet? Oh, that's the only thing that matters here today. We're blessed by knowing the future. You'll be blessed by knowing your future. I'll tell you your future right now. If you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I guarantee you an eternity of a future in the presence of God, rejoicing forevermore. Eye is not seen, that is, you've never seen it. Ear is not heard, that is, you've never heard it. Nor has entered into the hearts of men, that is, you've never thunk it, my friend. That which God has prepared for those who love him. I pray your name indeed would be written in the book of life, just in case. Your name is also written in tomorrow's newspaper. Now, we're in the book of Revelation here, chapter 1. We're looking in verse 4 today. It says, John 2, sounds like one of those little tags on a Christmas card, you know? I mean, a Christmas present. You open up a Christmas present and it has from and to. This is the same thing. This is a little rectangular little thing there with the Santa Claus on it. Yeah, right, and a pig's eye. Blessing. This is greetings. John 2, the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace to you and peace. There's the standard greeting. Irene and shalom. Grace to you and peace from him who is. What a strange greeting. Actually, it's not. That greeting is the name of God. Him who is. That in Greek, that's ho-on. Now, O, with the H in front of it, O is the definite article. Our word, T-H-E. The. Greetings from the. And then the word own is the verb to be. Now, in my Greek Old Testament, that's called the Septuagint, it's a revision of something done by someone in 1851. His name was Lancelot Brenton. Now, this man, when he ran into that phrase in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, when Moses said to God, who should I say sent me, God? What's your name? What's your name, God? God said to Moses, he said, ego, eimi, ho, on. I am. Now, the King James says, I am who I am. The Greek Old Testament says, I am the being. What an awesome name. Think about that. Of everything out here in the world, of all the life, people who have lived, animals, vegetables, minerals. Think about this. Greetings from the being, not a being, not someone that's here today and gone tomorrow. Greetings from the being. What an awesome statement. The being. And imagine that. The being. And he loves you. I am the being. Same name Jesus said that he was. Back in John chapter 8, verse 58, when he said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He rejoiced and he was glad. And then he said to them, he said, before Abraham was, or first they said, you're not even 50 years old and you've seen Abraham. And Jesus said to them, he said, Prin Abraham genestai ego emi. That is, before Abraham was, I am. He called himself the same name that God called himself to Moses back in Exodus 3:14, which is why in John 8:59, the Jews picked up stones to throw at him. So the next time the Jehovah's Witness comes and knocks on your door and says, well, Jesus never said he was God, you show him John 8:58. Jesus did say he was God. Thomas bowed a knee to him and called him God, my Lord and my God. As you can read in John chapter 20, verse 29. As you can read also, I and my Father are one. Same name. So the name of God is the being. Who is God? Who is God? God is, my friend, the being. And there's a greeting from him. Grace to you and peace from Ho'on, from the being. So I have to ask, who is God? He is the being. What is his plan? I do not know. But this I know, he wants you to be with him for all eternity for some reason. I don't know. This I know, he loves you immensely. God, the being of the entire universe throughout all time loves you. And wants you to spend all eternity with him. So you ask that question, how can that happen? The answer is by doing what he says. As it says in John 6:37, all that the Father gives to me shall come to me, and him that comes to me I will by no means cast out. The being who has created all of this loves you. This we know, he loves you. As it says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, God demonstrates his own love towards you, faithful listener. God demonstrates. This is love on display. God demonstrates his own love towards you in that while you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. That means this. On your very worst day, the worst you've ever been, the worst day you've ever had, in your worst sinful day or moment you've ever had, is when God loves you the most. God demonstrates, that is, look at the cross. Next time you're having a bad day or things are going bad or you just don't think that God loves you for whatever reason, maybe because of bad things that have happened to you, let me remind you and encourage you, look at the cross. God demonstrates his own love towards you, my friend, and that while you're still a sinner, Christ died for you. Who is God? He is the being. What's his plan? I do not know. This I know. He loves you with a passionate love. He loves you so much, he sent his son to die on the cross for you. But let's go back to how we started here and wrap this up today. If your name is in tomorrow's newspaper, where would you go? Would you go to heaven? Or would you go to hell for eternal separation from God? I pray you'd spend all of eternity with the one who loves you so much. We'll be back again tomorrow with a new program on WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio.